Well, welcome back to BNCMAP.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're excited to be back. Happy Thanksgiving. If there are any family and friends watching, welcome. Buckle up.
Oh, that I never thought about that.
Yeah, because I assume like
some, it comes out on Thanksgiving, right, and they're probably with their family.
Or some little cousins or big cousins. Yeah. Well, welcome.
Hello, all.
Hello,
hi, all.
All. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. We're so happy you're finally here. We've been waiting for you all summer.
Yeah. Surely you guys want to hear about our merch.
Yeah. And that's what we have here right now. We, you know, tomorrow is Black Friday, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
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 Yes. Sorry to.
Yes.
Sorry to.
Sorry. Right now, it's not Thanksgiving, but it will be when you hear this. That's where I got thrown by that.
Sorry to rattle your bones, girl.
No worries. but totally. You're completely right.
Yeah. So tomorrow is Black Friday. We're stoked for it. We're going to be doing some sharpen, and you guys can too. we have, if you guys missed the last merch drop, the Ethical Clout Chaser here, which I've got the hoodie right here. I've gotten so many compliments on the feel of the hoodie.
Yeah, that's great.
And I had some people wearing both the Ethical Clout Chaser stuff and the Binky Babe stuff, which
I've
Brooke
got the
has.
Binky Babe stuff. Here's the shorts.
The sweat shorts.
Sweat shorts. Great to kind of just lounge around in or also leave the house. Totally up to you.
If you choose to leave
and
the
also
house.
The there's also a tank top that goes with it. But here's also a tote bag.
I love a tote.
You can't have too many totes. I have a massive tote of totes.
Brooke, I was gonna say I've got a tote full of totes under my bed.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, why do you have those? I'm like, because there comes a time in every man's life when you've got to hand deliver some items.
100%.
And like to hand a case of beers and a reusable tote to someone, you go from the guy with a cardboard 12 pack of Modelo that you're just handing to like a guy that's like delivering a gift that's gonna keep on giving.
I will show up to any sort of pregame with two loose light beers in your tote,
but
and people are
no one knows.
Are obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it too. If you're going to a pregame, like, am I going to put these, like, am I going to kangaroo pouch it with like six beers?
No.
No. Tote bag.
Tote.
Okay. May I answer your question? Tote bag.
You may.
Yeah.
Tote bag.
Tote bag. Can I get a tote bag for me and a tote bag for my friend? Sure. I've got 50 under my bed. When people come over to pregame, I'm like, anyone want a tote bag for on the way out?
Yes. Yeah, so
what if you want to steal
tote bags as well?
What if you steal something from the bar?
Yes.
But if you toss over your shoulder, you steal stuff. Put it in your tote. Or if you're giving gifts, or if you collect rocks, tote bag.
That's true.
The tote bag is the answer.
Yeah.
So these are available at this time.
For a discounted price because it's Black Friday. And also just as also kind of just clearing out the warehouse to make room for new merch that is coming imminently.
Imminently. Expeditiously even.
Yeah, imminently. And I think you're really going to like be addicted to it. So, and also obsessed with it. So.
I am genuinely obsessed with the new merch.
Me too.
Yeah, it's so perfect.
I agree.
But I'm also obsessed with this stuff. So hit it if you want.
Okay.
Also Cyber Monday.
Okay, yeah.
Are we doing Cyber Monday as well? Yeah. Okay, cool. So Cyber Monday.
Perfect.
Oh.
Okay, I feel done talking about the merch.
Well, good, because we can talk about anything because we have a podcast.
Okay. I just want to say really quickly that Izzy is not here today.
Right.
Which sometimes you don't realize someone's your security blanket until they're gone.
Right.
So that's exactly what I'm feeling. And she left us a gift, which is making me like feel sick.
I know.
Of missing her.
So Izzy's
I don't even want to read the card.
I'll read it for you. Izzy's our producer, who is no longer with us. She's not dead. She's no longer with us temporarily. She is
For one episode.
She's traveling to visit her fam. And ride horses. And she said, happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for you turkeys. Love you loads.
That is so Izzy.
Love you loads in all caps. Love Izzy.
I miss her and I love her. And
she gave us a turkey, y'all.
If I'm not myself, it's because Izzy's a part of me and she's not here. So
she is the truly the best.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
So anyway. Anything new since I saw you yesterday?
No. So yeah, we recorded back to back from yesterday. I don't have really anything to report.
Good. That's good.
I wanna re-up on my apology for last episode talking immediately about my bowel movements. And I'm just gonna say it's not gonna happen today. I'm in a great spot.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I can't say the same thing though.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
fine.
Our cycles aren't synced.
They never are.
Or they are. They're just reverse synced.
That's actually, we asked people today to, like, if you had to explain B and C to someone who doesn't know it or watch it, like, what would you say?
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, is like two individuals whose cycles aren't synced talking
right.
to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's a great way to put
yeah.
it. Because we kind of don't see eye to eye. And that's where,
yeah,
that's where
our bodies and our minds.
Our bodies, our minds. Is there anything left besides our bodies and our minds? The physical realm.
The soul. That's where I think we do see eye to eye.
The physical realm or
no,
the soul?
No, the soul realm. Spiritual. I think we're spiritually connected.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well
and there's
then,
no other reason.
Hit this note for me. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in you. No?
Why?
Because I free my soul. I want to get lost. You know that song?
Yeah, I know that song.
Well, then why didn't you join?
Because I didn't know why you jumped into that one.
When God's choir sings, would you not join in with me?
You're God's choir?
I'm a part of it. We're all a part of God's choir.
Oh, I haven't been to church, so I don't know that.
Take me to church. That's what she's begging. That's the next line. Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul. I want to
I did
lost
think
in your
it was Beach Boys.
Oh, no, Beat. Give me the Beat.
Oh my God. Wait. Pause. Are they saying give me the beat, comma boys?
Give me the Beat Boys. Yeah.
Not Beat Boys are not a people.
The Beat Boys do not exist at this time.
Dude.
There's probably a couple of freshmen at USC that are trying to break into the
wow.
DJ scene called the Beat Boys. But at this time, I don't know that.
I thought it was the Beach Boys with a possibility of it being the Beat Boys, but I never thought about Beat, comma boys.
Nope. Nope.
Cool.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wait, did you have anybody that gave us a good description?
Oh, yeah.
As to
there are some good ones. So, again, just to reiterate, one of the questions that we asked people yesterday on our stories was, how would you describe BNC to someone that doesn't know it? So, got a few good answers.
Okay, hit me.
And these, Connor, like, I don't think they even maybe warrant a response. From you, some might, but some I can just read to you.
I like when you have things that you're able to listen. If I so choose, I can chime in.
Yeah. Okay. First and foremost, and like most frequently, we got a podcast by TikTokers. Hate it personally.
Oh my God. Okay.
I hope that's not what you're saying.
Did you block that person?
No, I didn't, because I would have to block 800 people.
I blocked one person that responded.
Okay. So. You'll tell us when we get there.
She just said I looked bad, and I said, okay, well, you're blocked.
Okay.
You don't have to look at me anymore.
This
one, in fact, you're not allowed
okay,
to.
This one's nice. Hanging out with two high friends who get you but know very few facts.
Facts.
On God.
You know what? Brooke, there's a fog rolling in.
Facts
on God.
Facts on God fog.
Is that my God, is there a fog rolling in?
Because
that's facts on God.
I agree. Okay, a lot of this was second to a podcast with TikTokers. It's a podcast about nothing, but also everything at the same time. That's fog.
That's
fog mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your glasses are kind of fogging up.
I know. I can't unfog. Okay. Two micro influencers just talking about stuff. Do you identify as micro?
No. Well, this is going to, I guess, yeah, in comparison to.
Everyone's micro in comparison to someone, and everyone's macro in comparison to someone. Yeah. Are there parameters?
There probably are, yeah. If someone worked in like influencer marketing, they could probably share that with us.
I don't know.
This podcast isn't a micro influencer, I don't think. It's not, actually.
No, I wouldn't say that. But again, micro is relative.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I loved this one. A guy and a girl who make sense of the world in an abstract way.
Making sense in an abstract way.
I love the use of abstract.
I would say that we beat around the bush quite a bit.
That's not what abstract means.
We're vague in our answers and our definitive answers. They're vague.
I don't think that's what they mean by abstract. I think it kind of just means like unique and not like linear, you know?
Yes and no.
It's abstract.
Yeah.
Okay. This one kind of like got me thinking like existentially. Two opposites trying to explain life to each other with no idea what life means.
Okay. I never ever want this podcast to be, we're just adulting. We're figuring out life together. No, I'm good. I don't need to figure out life with anyone except like how to cancel my Wi-Fi without getting on the phone with Spectrum. That's the only reason I would need to listen to a, like, we're just in our 20s and we're figuring out adulting. I don't want to figure out adulting with anybody. So I don't want that. I definitely don't want that. Okay. I want to dive into, you know, like, you know, the Rock of Gibraltar. You know,
when like, they said life, I didn't take it as adulting.
Okay, good. Well, that's what I don't want.
I just took it as like we each have our different versions of life.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Of how we exist.
Right. What was the thing that I used to say that would make you mad?
Oh, God, the human experience.
The human
thing?
Experience.
Yeah.
But that's like literally DSDF.
Yeah. DSDF is much more palatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, someone said, I would never admit I watched this podcast.
Okay, I get that. That one hurts way really? Less than two TikTokers that started a podcast.
No, I agree it hurts less.
Who wrote that in?
Should I put her completely on
100%,
blast?
Yeah.
Cindy.
Everyone say hi to Cindy. She listens to this podcast, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Be well.
Okay, this one I liked a lot.
Okay.
One is a voice of reason, the other is feral, but it's a coin toss on who is who.
It switches.
Addicted to that. Yeah, I love that. Okay, this is somebody.
Well, that's, someone else wrote in, someone tweeted the other day and said, like, this is how I think of every podcast host, and it was Mike Wazowski and Big Furry Man.
Sully? Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know who would be who in that.
Two kids talking about stuff they like to eat and do.
Okay, like.
I feel like what we eat is like not a huge part of the pot.
I don't think so either.
Oh yeah, this is good. The kind of comedy that makes you feel like you're high, but also you might be a genius. Yeah, that's on God. Okay, this is where the questions, I start asking questions, okay?
Hit me.
Satire comedy. Hilarious, but because it's so dumb. This is not satire. That's the thing, which I think a lot of people are confused about.
I would say it's a little bit satire.
Like sometimes, but the overall.
Sometimes I pretend to be a misogynist because I know that people eat that up.
I would say like sometimes we are exaggerated versions of ourselves.
Yes.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
But overall, we are being ourselves. And I think that is the good thing about the podcast. It is not a satire in full.
I get that.
In full.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Tim Dillon said. He said either this is a brilliant satire or they're the dumbest people in the world.
That one we
There's got to be a happy medium.
No, that
though.
One was when we were like asking like where Ukraine or like what Ukraine was.
Oh, where it was.
Which was actually us being dumb.
Yeah.
That wasn't fake.
No, that wasn't.
But we've
unfortunately that.
We've always said geography is not our strong suit.
Yeah, no.
I'm never going to know.
I agree.
I'm never gonna know even here, not even across the pond. Where is
you don't live
not even
in
across
the across
the pond.
In the across.
Give me a state. Let me try to tell you. Give me one state.
Pennsylvania.
Brooke, I have no clue where Pennsylvania is, and I'm being 100% gun to my head. I'd say upper right hand of the United States.
I feel like I'm pretty good about states, just not some countries, and Idaho. To me, I thought that was by Pennsylvania.
Idaho?
Yeah, but in my defense, there's Iowa. There shouldn't be Idaho.
Iowa's right in the middle of the thing. I agree that we could have more creative names for states, but
okay. Now, someone said, two of the dumbest people you've ever seen having a conversation. If you don't know us, first of all, you wouldn't call someone you know the dumbest person in the world. Why would you call someone you don't know the dumbest person? This is when I start to get...
These are hurting my feelings. Yeah. I think we should move.
Yeah.
We should move.
No, there's some nice ones again.
Okay.
Okay, this is interesting. I say it is the best / funniest podcast, but if you're a boy, you probably won't get it. What do you think about
that?
We
have a lot of boy listeners and adult married men with kids.
Who?
He wrote in a question the other day, like when we did questions last time.
An adult male?
An adult man.
What did he ask?
With kids. I can't remember. Oh, the point system. Oh my gosh, that's when we started talking about Bridget Brown. Not Bridget Brown. Brene Brown.
Okay. That was it. So overall, awesome, awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. We need to like get more definitive. Should we be smarter or should we just keep rolling with what we have?
Here's the thing. I think that I truly, in my heart of hearts, do not think we are dumb people. I think that most people would be afraid to admit how little they know about random things on camera, and we're kind of shameless about that.
Sorry, my roommate just told me we have someone staying at our house, and I was really enjoying my time.
I'm sorry to hear
by
that.
By myself in my house. Now I'm sweating a little bit.
I'm sorry to hear that.
As a roommate, you probably say, hey, is it cool if this person stays at our house? Not, hey, hopefully you're home because...
And is your roommate there?
No.
So it's just you and this individual that you don't know. That's fun.
That's great. I cannot wait to find my apartment by myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that for you.
I'm tired of every day something happening that makes me want to punch a hole in drywall.
I got really angry last night because my closet door is, you know, those just mirrors that are the closet door. Mm-hmm. That started to piss me off last night.
Brooke, if you start getting mad at an inanimate object, here's what it is. Okay. You either need to vibe check yourself. You need to vibe check yourself. If you're mad at things, you need to eat something.
It's not that I was mad. It was just I became frustrated at the design.
Right.
Because putting doors that are mirrors like that really just doesn't give me the opportunity to make my room look like what I would want it to look like. Could I take the mirrors off of the closet? Not really.
My thought, if you're mad at stuff or everybody, if everybody's pissing you off,
it's you.
You, no. It's both of these answers are it's you, but in different ways. I made a TikTok about this. If you're mad at other people, if you're mad at everybody, if everybody's pissing you off, have something to eat. Perhaps a Perfect Bar.
Are you sponsored by them?
No, I want to be. If you feel like everyone's mad at you and you're getting frustrated at things like and everything, nothing's working your way, you're tired. Take a nap.
Yeah.
So everyone's mad at you, take a nap. You're mad at everybody, have something to eat. That's my advice. Usually boils down to those two options.
Okay.
And if those don't work, also... In both reasons, you can also just go to sleep.
I love going to sleep to escape all issues.
I kind of hate being awake.
Me too. That, you know what that is? Depression. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I have. I don't think I'm depressed.
I don't think so. But that is like a sign if you're ever wondering.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. But also you can just like to take naps and not be depressed. That's fine too.
Yeah.
Back.
Right. Do you want to hear the most interesting thing? So I bet a lot of people are home right now. In different areas of the globe. We had a bunch of people from New Zealand write in about Thanksgiving traditions, which I love remembering that there's people outside of the United States.
Do people have is Thanksgiving in New Zealand?
Everywhere.
Is it?
No, wait. I'm
I don't think
that up.
See?
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I wrote in, write in your Thanksgiving or holiday traditions, and a lot of those were Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think Thanksgiving is universal.
You're right. Although it should be. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. So yeah. Thanksgiving is a national holiday celebrated in various states in the United States, Canada, Grenada?
Yes.
St. Lucia. What is Grenada?
It's in Spain? Or no? Or it's a country? See, this is... We're not afraid to think out loud.
Okay, let's circle back to Grenada. It is a country in the Caribbean.
Awesome. That's what I had said.
If anyone didn't know... Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Liberia. Now, where the fuck is Liberia? Like, where's Liberia?
I have an idea of where it is, but I'm scared to say. Is it in Africa?
Oh. It is West Africa. Okay. Right. So they're enjoying Thanksgiving as well. And unofficially in countries like Brazil and the Philippines. Okay. It is also observed in the Dutch town of Leiden in the Australia territory of Norfolk Island. That's very specific.
Isn't there a Granada in Spain, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Granada.
I wonder why Liberia in West Africa is celebrating Thanksgiving. It's certainly not our traditional Thanksgiving mm-hmm. that we celebrate.
Yeah.
And if I were to... Yeah, good job, Brooke.
Thanks.
If I were to go through, you know, how I was taught Thanksgiving, it was that Christopher Columbus, mm-hmm. the nicest man in the universe, came over and made friends with all of the Native American people. Mm-hmm. In the 13 colonies, and they had a grand old time, and they celebrated each other, and they exchanged gifts and ways of farming, practices of farming. However, I think it was more of a bit of maybe a massacre and a spreading of polio and other diseases that to the Native American people.
We had a whole unit in school about how to appropriately teach Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I wish I could teach it to you, but I forget every single piece.
No, don't worry.
Yeah.
Because I just love, like, I went to Mass with my grandma in Michigan, and they have, like, paintings of, like, Christopher Columbus, like, walking arm in arm with, like, a tribal leader. And I was like, that is very cute. But then I was like, I don't think that's how it went down.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Right. I agree. That's not how it went down. Fog. Yeah.
So he came and, you know, whatever. So now we celebrate, and I'm going to sing the song again because I sing it every year on Thanksgiving. Okay. Thankful, I am thankful. Oh, wait, I don't remember how it goes.
Okay. You did a good job with thankful, what you had.
Thankful for the things I have. Thankful for the mm-hmm. And then I think we went around in a circle and...
Thank you, God.
Thankful.
Yeah.
Oh, I am thankful.
Yeah. Everyone should have a Thanksgiving in the sense of just like having a day to focus on what you're grateful for.
Right. Well, what are you thankful for, I guess?
My health.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
BNCMAP.
That's great. Yeah, me too. BNCMAP. This year, I should say. What are you thankful for?
My health. BNCMAP. My bed and my friends.
Cool.
How about you?
Clarity.
What have you gotten clarity on recently?
Things, stuff.
It's the year of clarity.
It's the year of realizing things.
Oh God.
Fog. All I was gonna say is that in many places of the country, sorry, we're gonna slug along here.
Yeah.
In many places of the country.
Didn't you have stuff that you wanted to say?
Yes. And this is going to be a deep dive into leaf blowing. So hope everybody's sitting down. I hope you have a snack, perhaps a drink. So leaf blowing. I went on this deep dive about leaf blowing because in my family, that was my job, leaf blowing. And I remember that. I think I told it on the podcast that day that I was so mad for some reason at my dad. I should have had a snack or taken a nap. But instead, I went out to leaf blow, and I poured, there's a little motor on the thing, I poured the gas in, and it sprayed up into my eyes, and then I punched a hole in the drywall. And I was going through this tweet, and this tweet said, and this is so Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, right now, why leaf blowing is problematic.
Okay.
They are being serious when they say that.
Okay.
And I went through, I said, let me humor this thread.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, a bright and shining example of the suicidal absurdity yeah. of the techno-capitalist society that occurs every year at this time all across the country. The picture, you might ask? A pile of leaves. I said, color me intrigued mm-hmm. by this. Did you ever have to rake leaves?
No, actually.
I would have to rake leaves every year. Deciduous trees spend all spring taking nutrients out of the soil to make leaves, which photosynthesize all summer and fall. When the cold comes, those leaves fall, and the trees go dormant in the winter. All across this great land, people proceed to fire up specialized machines called leaf blowers, which burn irreplaceable fossil fuels pumped out of the ground at great expense to produce, in addition to carbon monoxide noise, powerful blasts of forced air. They blow the leaves into piles, rake them into huge bags. We put them in these plastic bags, which go and they get put in landfills, and then they decompose. And the way that they decompose is in a bad way. They release, they can decompose in several ways. You know, like stuff can release bad stuff and good stuff. The way that they decompose in the landfill is bad. Okay.
Why is it just bad in the landfill?
They turn into slime and sulfurous gases.
Just in the landfill? They wouldn't do that in your yard?
No, because these bags full of leaves are then loaded into trucks, which burning fossil fuels move them into giant landfills where leaves trapped in plastic undergo anaerobic decomposition.
Oh, I can get on board with anaerobic decomposition.
And rather than releasing their nutrients back into the soil, they release their sulfurous gases. This entire process means that we are all releasing sulfur
at any point of the day. Why is it a problem when leaves do it?
Well, because this entire process means that wherever modern humans congregate, the soil quickly becomes impoverished and the nutrients required for cyclic leaf production are removed rather than stored in the ground, producing a gray, dusty soil that when I was a professional gardener, I immediately recognized and referred to as blower disease. So you can no longer, it's no longer usable soil to grow things. So next time your dad says, go rake the leaves, say, fuck you, dad. This needs to be usable soil for generations. And say all those words exactly. And it will go over really well while you're home for Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah. I personally never understood the point of moving leaves to a different place. Well, jump in them. That's what I did.
Well, that was, yeah, in a pile. But they say like leave them out in your yard because then they decompose and they release it back into the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels fun. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing.
I had to because it caught me so off guard. I was like, this all makes sense. And it's like, I almost had a hankering. Like I had a premonition that like leaf blowing was evil when the gas went.
Oh, you had a hankering.
Like long ago.
Yeah.
That it was evil. And now I'll never do it again because I'm an activist.
Yeah. You're very, very publicly anti-leaf blowing. That's like your one massive public stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also had like a lot of people write in to share their Thanksgiving traditions. Hear those. Most of them, bless your heart, were I get in a fight with my family and then I black out from drinking. Wishing you guys all the best. I might do something similar. We don't know yet.
Do you have any that you want to share before you get into it?
No, but this year I think I'm going to switch it up and take a weed edible before dinner because Thanksgiving dinner is one of my favorite things ever. Because I used to not be able to let foods touch. And so in a celebration of adulting, I can now have all my foods touch, almost like I could put them in a blender and blend them up and drink my Thanksgiving dinner. I don't care. It's one big, the best meals that I eat are look like slop that you would feed like a pig.
Yeah. You've been having a lot of gummies recently.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it now? Are you just still trying to force yourself?
No, I go into like almost comatose. I'm frozen completely still.
So why do you keep doing it?
Food tastes more good.
Okay.
And I make, like, I genuinely become Gordon.
R.
What's his name?
Ramsay.
Like, I'm like, go into Rain Man mode. I'm like seeing the equations of recipes go across. I'm like, I need sriracha and I need peanut butter and I need, like, I'm like reaching for things I've never used. I'm like, I wonder if we have like truffles in this house. And we always do because of Hank. And I like have been concocting the craziest things, which is probably why I've been shitting my pants on the set.
Yeah.
Which I could explain. Last night I had chicken and rice, like, which is what you feed a dog when they have really bad diarrhea. Because I was like, I don't want to have what happened yesterday happen again. But we're in the clear, like good. I said. We're out of the woods now.
Out of the woods. Before you were lost.
This is kind of a funny one. Okay. This is a lot of these were ended up being for holidays because I didn't know if people have like different Thanksgiving traditions. A lot of cousin walks occur on Thanksgiving. People going out on a walk with their cousin, smoking weed. I did that one year and full blown was like, I think like my family's against me. Like,
you have a lot of cousins.
Yeah. It's hard to get together for Thanksgiving because we're all so spread out. People can't get work off. But this girl said her dad makes me write wrap presents myself, and then I write love and a random woman's name on it to like piss her family off, thinking that her dad got a gift from like a random woman.
Oh, that's
good. And we do that bit together. I don't know how they do it.
How do they keep doing it without?
Maybe it's just like goofy. I don't know. The first year, I might do that to my parents this year. Cause some. What? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Dad has a second family. Mm-hmm. Oh.
That could be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always in the yard. I'm like, maybe he has a, you know, he's like, I'm going to go work on the yard. Maybe he has a second family in that hedge.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing out there? Every time I'm home, my mom's like, go help your dad with the yard. Go see if he needs help in the yard. And I walk out and I'm like, Dad. I'm like, oh, do you need help in the yard? He can't hear me. He's like almost deaf. So I just talk really quietly and then come back in and tell my mom that he doesn't need help. Bowling every Christmas Eve, and we bowling when we get back.
That's precious. Do you like bowling? I hate putting my fingers in the ball.
I don't like. I have fun bowling when I get there, but like
the thought of getting there,
nah,
terrible. Yeah, the shoes as well.
I don't mind the shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also, you don't understand what it's like to be 4'11 and be in shoes with absolutely no lift whatsoever. I can't look anyone in the eye.
The kids at the arcade.
I'm so
you.
Far down. I'm so far down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you lift a bowling ball?
Yeah, a 6-pounder.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see you like cartoon vibes, like tossing a bowling ball into the thing and
no, I'm
whole
good.
Body going
I'm
with
pretty
it.
Good.
You are?
You know I have good hand-eye coordination.
Do I know that?
I've told the story.
Of what story?
Of my softball coach who said yes. I have hand-eye coordination that one cannot teach, and then immediately got arrested for armed robbery.
That was one of the many things he got arrested for, right?
Mostly just armed robbery that I know of.
Who did he arm rob?
No one that I know, actually. It was kind of just like he stopped showing up, and then a quick Google search was able to reveal armed robbery. Yeah.
I wonder.
But he kept getting kicked out of the games and sent to the bus, which like... Girls JV softball. You're getting that upset that you actually are removed from the field.
I had a lot of friends' parents like that, which they would get removed every game. Yeah. I was like, it's probably good. Like, none of us are good enough to play in college. Mm-hmm. This is just for fun.
Yeah.
It's a game after all.
Yeah. It wasn't a game to him. It was his life.
It wasn't for very long. Cause...
And then it got taken away from him because of his choice to armed rob.
That's the beautiful thing about free will. He chose to arm rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arm rob.
But
Pattinson.
Anyway, that's best thing he did was tell me I have hand-eye coordination that one cannot teach.
That will stick with you.
You
forever.
Literally cannot teach it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
This girl said...
What else will I be good at with hand-eye coordination?
Knitting. Well,
I think that's fine motor.
You'll be good...
bowling, softball.
Driving.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Maybe darts.
Bowling isn't hand-eye.
It's the definition of hand-eye.
Brooke...
Hand-eye. Literally, ball... Hand in the ball, eye on the pin. Needing to make ball-to-pin contact. Contact.
Yeah, but like
no definition.
Nothing's
of hand
like
eye.
No hand eye is like I see something coming, I grab it with my hand, right?
But both.
But like, is there hand eye coordination required in bowling? I guess
it's literally your hand and your eye fusing.
Well, like
to become hand eye.
Okay, forgive me, Iron Man. I didn't know that. I do.
Okay,
I wouldn't.
My
have
Iron Man catching fly balls.
Yeah,
as the first step. Bowling with bumpers, by the way. I'm bumper mode is on.
Bumper mode.
Yeah. I know what the third thing is. You know how in some bars they have that ring that's attached to a rope and then a hook?
Yep. That's
so good at that.
That's hand dive way more than bowling. But now I'm understanding the connection that bowling would require.
Okay. So that's my Iron Man.
I have hand eye.
But
sounds like we're talking about a
someone
disease.
Someone taught it to you.
I have really
taught it to you.
I have really severe and contagious hand eye, and no, it's not taught. It's not taught. I was way better at soccer than I was like at football, but I'm good at tennis. That's good hand eye.
Yeah, tennis is hand eye.
Hand eye.
What sport is not hand eye? Soccer's not hand eye.
It's hand and foot, or it's eye and foot. It's hand. It's eye foot.
I don't think soccer has much to do with hand eye. Now that you mention it,
you can't use your hands. Right. So it would be eye foot. Yeah. Hand eye. Hand eye. Foot eye. Foot eye coordination.
Swimming.
Water eye.
You know, I was on the water polo team.
I knew that. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
You share anything about it?
No, that's it. I didn't get to play much. I don't think I touched that ball once.
Well, you weren't given the opportunity.
I wasn't.
What was I going to say?
Golf is really good hand eye.
About my hand eye. What was I going to say? Oh, I have decent hand eye, but I get so in my head about it that like...
Oh, you get the yips.
I get the yips about my hand eye.
Yeah.
I have this one memory from freshman year of college. I'm walking through the quad and this dude is like... And I'm like, I had my headphones in. I was like, how's it going? And I keep walking and then a frisbee hits me in the side of my head. In the quad, which is like, and I realized that I had looked like I was like, toss me the frisbee. And he was like, do you want me to toss you the frisbee? And I had accepted via this. And I'm walking and it hit me. And then because it hit me, I was so embarrassed that when I threw it, it did that thing where like a frisbee turns sideways and rolls. And then I just went home for the rest of the day.
I don't blame you.
And it's in my head, stuck in my head. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Now, anytime someone throws me something, I'm like, frisbee, 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 frisbee. It's going to hit you in the face. Those it's going to like, you're going to drop it. Like,
do you ever think about how stupid it is that people say heads up when something's about to hit you?
Well, if you're staring at your phone, that's never made more sense than today.
Well, I'd rather keep my head. It's going to hit me. Listen, if they're saying heads up, it's already well
it's too late.
It's too late. Tell me to keep my head down. So it hits me on the back of the skull. So it hits me on the back of the skull. Or hands over your head where I can see them.
Duck.
Yeah.
Duck.
Yeah. Stop, drop, and roll even. Anything would be better than heads up in that scenario.
Yeah. Do you hear something so damn dark?
Kind of.
Do you know that on the plane when you're supposed to put your head down and like an emergency, and like if you're in a crash, it's so that your neck just breaks and like you aren't in pain?
No.
I made that up, I think, just now.
That's not right. I think that can't be right.
I don't know. Let's not look into it because it's like not what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
But they said this is a tradition for Brooke for Thanksgiving, the Wawa Gobbler.
I never tried it. I don't like to try new things.
What's the Wawa Gobbler? Can we look
I
up
think
the
it's
Wawa
just like
Gobbler?
A Thanksgiving sandwich.
It sounds like the man
like turkey
that,
gravy, etc.
It sounds like the man that would murder you in upstate New York. The Wawa Gobbler is on the loose.
Yeah.
So the classic hot turkey gobbler bowl.
I don't like hot sandwiches.
I don't like eating things that are called the gobbler.
That doesn't bother me.
There was a girl that I went to college with that we called her the gobbler.
I'm not going to press.
She just like had a really good turkey call.
Oh.
She was from Arkansas.
Totally. Oh my God. You know what actually is the best part about Wawa?
What?
The hash browns.
You love your hash browns.
I love potatoes.
You know Great White in Venice Beach?
Mm-hmm.
They just started serving a breakfast sandwich that's sausage, cheese, sausage, egg, and the egg is like very fluffy, folded egg. Hash brown.
Folded.
Like they fold it up like this and get, like it's flat and they fold it up.
It's not runny.
They fold it up like a crepe.
Okay.
And then they put it on and then they do a hash brown that's like a thick rectangle on top. And then the most delicious brioche bun you've ever tasted in your life.
Yeah.
In your goddamn life.
Yeah. I would do that. I don't like sausage. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. But if I like bacon. Does that help? So like a bacon, egg, and cheese I would adore. On the brioche as well.
DSDF.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Did you want to keep reading traditions?
No. Here, this is another
you
one
said
for
you.
You
said you had a lot to talk about.
Here's another one for you. Pollyanna. What do you know about Pollyanna?
Oh, isn't that like a gift exchange of sorts?
Does Brooke get this? Because apparently it's only a Philly thing.
They did it in The Office too.
Pollyanna?
I'm pretty sure it's a gift exchange where like you put all the gifts in the middle of the room or circle or whatever have you, and then one person goes and picks a gift, and then the next person goes and picks a gift, and they can trade with the person before without the person before being able to stop it.
Is it just Secret Santa?
No.
Is anyone else thinking that that is word for word Secret Santa?
No, Secret Santa is when you know who you're giving your gift to and you give it to them.
Oh, I'm sorry. White elephant. That's a white elephant. That's what I meant.
What I just explained?
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's the same thing.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Do you have any hot cousins? I feel like that's something that we can just, let's be open and honest about it. We've all got one.
I don't have any hot first cousins.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest by far.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do have a hot first cousin. Cousin Ben and yeah.
And there it is.
Cousin Ben is so gorgeous. Nope. And I tell him that every day.
Guess what? No other podcast is talking about how hot our first cousins are.
Yeah. And then I do have a lot of hot second cousins.
Oh, let's dive into that.
I'd rather not say him by name, honestly.
You don't have to.
Just due to me not really knowing them well. I know Cousin Ben well, so I feel comfortable saying that about him publicly. I don't know the second cousins that well.
Okay, that's cool.
You know?
I'm not going to press. Also.
Okay. How about you?
Yeah, of course. And it's also just like a thing out of respect. Like, congrats, you get Hot Cousin Award. There's only one, you know? And that's a big thing. It's such a dangerous thing, too, because like a lot of people in parts of the country that I won't name because I think I'm touring them are drinking a lot and are going to be around their hot cousins. And, you know, it's just like, be careful. Just like practice safe family fun. Alabama.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Can I ask one question? Like, because we obviously already got here. Is incest illegal? Like, actually, is it, like, against the law?
I don't know if it's actually, like, against the law, but I know, like, you can't legally marry your sibling.
Sexual relations between family members who are not spouses, formerly known as incest, is illegal across the U.S. because of the harm it can cause to family relationships. Wait,
that's the,
what?
That's
the reason that they're incesting. Seems like is incest a crime? Inbreeding between two people who are closely related genetically may result in birth. So it's like...
But has anyone ever been actually like taken to jail? Like, I'd be interested in reading the transcript of a court case.
Oh, I don't want to see anyone that was arrested. No. Now we're going to visualize people that were arrested for incest. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Pass.
I met a pair of first cousins that had a child.
Did they know?
The child didn't know.
Did they know?
They knew. Okay,
that should be illegal. I agree with the...
And they were from a part of the country that... I don't even know what to say about it. Oops. Yeah, I think like that is actually like the only option that they had in that from where they were.
My like mind's
Slim Pickens,
racing.
Like Slim Pickens kind of vibes.
Slim Pickens kind of vibes. Guess what?
Huh?
They're not a tree. They can move.
You can't, like, sometimes you just like can't though when you grow up in the environment of just like you get stuck.
Okay, well, bloom where you're planted doesn't require you to fuck someone you're related to, I have to say.
I like can't, I'm not qualified to speak on the psychology of it.
Right. Because obviously something's a mess. But anyways, let's move on to some Popsy because I'm out of...
Okay.
To be honest, you guys, like, I was really expecting some fun holiday traditions. Everyone's doing the same thing. Like, straight up. The most interesting thing was that girl pretends that her dad's having an affair with another woman every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, okay, that's fun. But like the rest, let's see. A family fight every year without fail. And then there are a lot of people do... Oh my gosh, this one's kind of cool.
Okay.
Every year, their family celebrates on Thanksgiving the switching out of the normal poopery spray to the holiday scented poopery spray.
Oh, that's a nice tradition. Changing of the guard.
The changing of the guards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spruce has entered the chat.
That's good.
Holiday fur. Maybe a fur. That is a scent that will cover up smell of poop is fur. Trees. F-I-R. Oh. Fur.
I thought I was thinking a fur coat.
No. Maybe a fur coat. Maybe. I don't know. Would you ever run? Okay. Say you've. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. He's a 10, but his family does the 5K and you have to do it with him at both holidays.
Mm-mm.
No? You're out?
Mm-hmm.
A 5K is 3 miles.
I understand what it is.
You're given time. You're given time to prepare. This is the love of your life. No.
My body will not allow for it. And if I'm being forced to do something that my body physically cannot do, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work
for
you.
It's actually like abusive when you really think about it.
Well, like it's a family tradition for them. Like, are you going to come into their family and be like, I'm not doing it.
I will support them from the sidelines with everything I have. And if that's not enough, then it's not enough. Are you saying his family is like hating me for that, or he is?
No one's hating you for that, but like they're like, oh, this is what we do. Like, you're a part of the family now. Like, we do this.
Okay, and if I don't do it, which I'm not going to, then what?
Like, is it better to have loved and lost than have never run the 5K at all?
No, but I'm saying, like, what are the consequences?
You're out. That's the end.
Oh, then I can't do it. I don't know what. Like, I can't run. I'll walk it.
You can walk.
Oh, I'll walk it.
You can walk a turkey trot.
I'll walk it, but I don't like the fact that they're forcing me to do something.
No one's forcing. You could also break up.
So it's not a he's a 10, but it's a would you in order to.
He's a 10, but you're forced to participate in the turkey trot. That's what the if is.
Yeah, I can walk it.
Okay. Tight, 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 tight. I'll let him know. So people have found Travis Kelce's old tweets, and they're from, how old is Travis Kelce? Do we know?
Oh my God. Awesome question.
How old is Travis Kelce?
He could be anywhere from 28 to 48.
He's 34.
That right smack dab in the middle.
So in 2011, he would have been, oh no, math. I'll do it.
Okay.
22.
So Isn't it amazing that you can really only do math with your eyes closed?
Oh, you too?
I cannot do math with my eyes
closed. No, I had to actually have no light leaks either. I had to do this. Okay, yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Can anyone do math with their eyes open?
Because do you see it in your head?
I wasn't visualizing anything.
I guess I'm not seeing anything either, so what is it? I guess it's distracting to see things.
PEMDAS, PEMDAS, PEMDAS. That was the only thing.
You need to mute all of your other senses when your brain needs to be working in complete overdrive. Guys, to do simple subtraction.
We're also not dumb. We said it earlier. This is not a dumb person podcast. We just can't do math or geography.
Yeah. Fog.
Fog. What are we good at? What are we good at then? There's five subjects, four subjects.
What are the main subjects? Literature, I feel good at.
Okay.
But I don't feel like we do that on the podcast.
Math.
Math, can't do. Yeah. History. God, history. No. Horrible. Science. Oh, we're great at science.
Science is our kind of kink.
Yeah, science is the sweet spot.
We have a science kink. He was a 22-year-old with tweets that reads things like so they're finding Travis Kelce's old tweets,
right?
And someone tweeted basically like, no one's talking about how problematic the mental age gap is between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce,
right?
Because he is operating at a 17-year-old,
right,
which is a minor's reading level, and like that, you know, mental level.
Right.
And because they found his old tweets as a 22-year-old that said things like, I just gave a squirrel, which is spelled S-Q-U-I-R-L-E, squirrel-e, a piece spelled P-E-I-C-E of bread, and it straight smashed all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha ha, hashtag crazy.
This, what's so awesome about this is usually when you dig up old tweets, it's like, oh shoot, this is a horrible person. And what you get with Travis Kelce is just like super endearing.
The moon looks crazy tonight. Dot, dot, dot. I'm going to chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe to the scenery. Scenery. S-C-E-N-A-R-Y. Facts.
I was going to say not one thing hasn't been a fact so far.
The question, Q-U-S-T-I-O-N, isn't how you stop us, because frankly, F-R-A-N-K-L-E-Y, you can't stop what's supposed to happen. The question is, which one of us is going to shine?
I genuinely believe, especially now when we have autocorrect, spelling has like no relation to how smart you are. Zero.
I'm good at spelling.
Okay. Like, it can mean you're smart. It can mean you're, like, it just doesn't have much of a connection, I don't think, when you live in the age of autocorrect.
Yeah.
And, like, the last time I had a spelling test was second grade.
Ask me how to spell something. Pick something.
Necessary.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
I think that's true. I think that's right. How about...
I visualized it, though. I guess you're right. And I didn't even have to close my eyes to do that.
How about conscious?
C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah.
Whoa, all of a sudden I'm remembering every single word that was ever on a spelling test.
You know what I got out in third grade? What was my word that got me out of the spelling bee?
What?
Third place? Place? Mosquito.
Spell it now.
M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O. I'll never
spell it.
What?
Like before.
I don't remember, but I remember being like, what? Why did I? Because once you say one letter wrong, they're like, man, get off.
Mm-hmm. The one word I have ever gotten wrong on a spelling test was essence.
E-S-S-E-N-C-E.
Yeah. I didn't do two S's.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. Because like when you're a second grader sounding things out, why would that have two S's? Why does anything have a double letter? If you're not actually going S, what's the point? It's not S-S-N-S.
Literary queen.
On God.
Okay, next tweet. Up at Olive Garden with Papa. Had to grab the fettuccine with the chicken Alfredo. Hashtag schmackin'.
Did you see the way that all of the brands were responding?
No.
It was funny. Hold on.
Brands need to stay out of like something funny and nice. Watching an old school Bruce Lee movie with some Chipotle in my lap. Feeling nice and relaxed before I go study for this exam. I did that once. About to go go-kart racing. Haha. Hope I fit in the cart. This last one is just nap time in all caps with 100 exclamation points.
Mm-hmm.
He's sweet.
No, he is sweet. This has actually really like changed my mind. Not that I didn't like them or anything before, but I just didn't really like care. And now I'm like, oh, he's precious. Also, I didn't realize he had so many good sketches when he hosted SNL that I've seen before, but I had no idea who he was. So I just So I never like connected the dots.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I just realized I think I like this water bottle because I've always wanted to drink out of one of those things hamsters drink out of.
Oh, I like chewing on the straw.
It's like the exact same.
Oh, like Frankie?
Yeah.
Like a nipple?
No. That thing.
Like an upside down water bottle that has this. That's what Frankie has.
Yes, it will.
That's what Frankie has.
Yeah, I know. But
she also has bowls.
When I move into my next place. Above my bed, I want to make like a cool looking tank where I can put water in and have a tube that goes straight to my mouth.
I think that's an awesome idea. You could do Tube City.
Walk me through that.
You know, like the like blue and red and different colored tubes that hamsters have? You can make a giant hamster cage in your room, tubes all throughout your room with the hamster just continuously going through.
Oh, I don't want the I don't want a hamster.
Tubes, your whole room is tubes.
I don't want that at all. Like this, that's like a nightmare to me.
Tube City.
What? I mean, no offense to you.
I don't have a hamster.
That seems great. I know, but that seems like you would love Tube City the way that you're talking about it. I just want the tank of water so that I don't lose my tired when I get up in the middle of the night. Also, I keep having this thing recently.
You need a giant camelback.
So, well, I want to hook that to my, I don't want to sleep in a camelback.
You need a camelback coming down. Yeah, coming
I want to. I want to build it. I want to DIY it. You guys can be a part of that
camelback
process.
Camelback pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. With a pillowcase on it.
Yes. Literally sleep on like people sleep on water beds, sleep on your camelback pillow. There's got to be technology, not the kind of technology that's digital, the kind of technology that I don't understand, you know, made with technology and it's a cloth, piece of cloth. I'll never get that, but it is what it is.
Technology. Brooke, but when we create a product, verbal trademark on the camelback pillow, by the way, and we won't use camelback, we'll make our own.
Yeah.
Verbal trademark. With our technology. Another reason that I'm scared to get out of my bed at night now is because I convinced myself that like there's something in my mirror, like Bloody Mary. And so I'm too scared to look in the mirror.
That.
I know. Sorry. Everyone's got it now. If anyone like, you know.
And you know I have mirrors as my closet doors.
Oh, yeah. Now I know. Anyways.
I hate my bedroom.
Move.
I'm trying.
No.
I want Zillow to do brand deals.
That's so much easier said than done. I just told you to move. And yesterday I was like, I found the place. Every time I find a place, I'm like, this is the place of my dreams. I DM'd the realtor. I was the first contact. And I was like, hey, I will come over this afternoon. I'm totally free. I'll come over. He goes, we already accepted an application. I was like, so should I kill myself? I literally was about to message a realtor. Like, I'm at my wit's end with Zillow. How did you already fill it? Why even upload it? Why even upload it, Jerry?
To me, I just like avoid moving at all costs because there's nothing more stressful.
I have to move.
No, I understand that. But like, if there's not something forcing me to move, I don't know if I'll be able to. Like, I need an outside source, i.e. Zillow needing my brand deal by EOD, you know?
Does your brand deal would be moving into a nice apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want that too.
Yeah. Dream brand deal.
Zillow's not going to help us. You know what? You know who will? Taco Bell. When my ad drops with Taco Bell, throw it some love.
Okay.
That will be probably next week.
Same with me, with Heinz gravy. So throw it some love.
No, I just want to say, anyways.
Like, me going on record last month, I'd love to work with Anthropology or like. Heinz, nothing wrong with Heinz gravy, obviously, that goes without saying. Just different stroke, different vibe.
Different
vibe. Really, totally. Addicted to it, though.
I had to film, I filmed my ad a couple times. I ate in 1 week 7 Crunchwrap Supremes.
Yum.
Breakfast Crunchwrap Supremes. I'm addicted.
Taco Bell's one of the places that I could convince myself is good for me.
No, Brooke, I literally would be like about to work out and be like, it's just beans and rice and sour cream and lettuce and a tortilla, like, This is going to power me through. This is genuinely what my body will turn into energy shortly. What's wrong with that?
No, but for a fact, my Chipotle order is like health food. Like when I, in college, like one of those alternative doctors was like, you need to not eat any like processed foods, gluten, dairy. Literally, I couldn't eat anything. And so I would eat my Chipotle bowl of like chicken and vegetables. Chipotle is like, so
maybe it comes down to what we talked about last week, which was oil.
Damn. Do you think Chipotle has oil?
I fear. Yes.
Do they make like meat and chicken and stuff like that with canola and vegetable oil as well? Maybe it comes down to the oils, Connor.
I don't know, man. Oh my gosh. I was doing something on Monday with someone who's just like a god among men and just like, works out everything and everything I was eating in front of him. You shouldn't eat that seed oils. You shouldn't drink that. Caffeine spikes your heart rate. Everything I was doing, I was like, it's over for me. Like I'm actually going to live longer than you because I'm so not stressed about all those things. And like, I can't imagine everything I pick up, like knowing that it's bad for me and being like, I have to eat it.
I do fully agree that people that live like that, like it's probably not worth it.
Yeah. Like all those old people that are like, what's your secret to live longer? I smoked a pack of cigarettes every single day for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Smoking feels so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear telling you it's not healthy for you.
I don't promote smoking.
Oh, I don't smoke cigarettes at all.
Yeah.
I bite my fingernails though. Biting your fingernails feels so good when you don't have a bitch in your ear telling you it's bad for you.
Yeah. Oh God.
I think we close out this episode by giving Mark Ruffalo a shout out.
I would love to do that.
He's done nothing, but we salute you, Mark Ruffalo.
13 going on 30, one of the best rom-coms of all time. And I do really, like we were saying before the podcast started, Mark Ruffalo is of Paul Rudd caliber. We just don't talk about him as much. And I think that we should. So that's what we'll leave you with.
Yeah.
Think about, as you navigate the day today, do so with Mark in mind.
Uh-huh. And you know what I'm thankful for?
Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, me too.
And stovetop stuffing.
Perfect. Perfect way to end the episode. No need to even go on.
No, I want everyone to visualize this. Mark Ruffalo, you get a knock at your door.
This is like a Calm app story, okay? Whisper it.
Everyone, close your eyes as I take you on a journey. It's evening. you have a fireplace now, even though you didn't have one earlier. Your fireplace is on and it's not putting out too much heat, just right. But there's still like a little bit of a breeze from your AC, so you're not like too hot. And then you get a knock on your door, two knocks, like this. Now, you don't know who's at your door, but that was a familiar knock for some reason. Firm, yet soft. Oh my gosh, who is it? Who's there? Mark. You open the door, it's Mark Ruffalo. He's got two boxes of stovetop stuffing, one in each hand. Under his arm is a newspaper.
It's like, I can't believe you're writing your first fan fiction without even realizing it.
It's a newspaper that he picked up at the end of your driveway because you forgot earlier. He comes in and goes, want to have some stuffing? And you're like, yeah, Mark, come on in. He comes in. He does all of the heavy lifting for the stuffing while you gaze into the fire and think about days of yore. And finally, the stuffing's ready. And you say, oh my gosh, wait, it's low-key kind of dry. And you pull out your Heinz gravy that you bought because Brooke Averick, Lady Efron, posted and influenced you to purchase. And then you open up the Taco Bell Rewards app and order a Breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme because Fibula Connerwood influenced you to buy one. And then Mark sits not too close to you on the couch where you're like a little bit uncomfortable, but he sits on the couch next to you and he says, do you want to go through my discography and on my IMDb page and I'll tell you about each of my roles and some background stories? And you say, yeah. And he tells you those until you fall asleep. And when you wake up, you realize it was all a dream. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope everyone is enjoying times with their some good times with their family. I'm going to read Court of Two Thorns and Roses and enjoy time with your hot cousin or several cousins. If you have several hot cousins, we're all jealous. No one's brave enough to say it except us. Maybe learn some geography while you have some time or math. And don't be afraid to do math with your eyes closed while at the dinner table in front of your family that doesn't think that your job is real and your cousin that has a finance job that's younger than you and making double what you make as he talks about his promotion. Don't be afraid to just sit and do some quick mental math while he talks about that. Brooke, anything you want to close that with?
No, I'm good.
Do you think I covered it all?
Yeah, I feel good.
Remember, anytime you're about to explode, take three deep breaths and think about Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. Mm-hmm. Me and Brooke are going to go into the bonus, and we have some Elmer's glue that we're going to glue, put all over our hands, and peel off for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Me as well.
So we'll see you guys.
See you
later.
This week on Close Friends. Right, you're like all about that beat that bass.
First of all, I'm all about that bass.
What do you know about integrity?
Meet me in the parking lot in 11 minutes. I've never felt a harder poop.
Why are you touching his poops? Do you eat dog food as a kid?
A couple times I have.
Personally. Are you eating it? Are you eating the slime?
No, I was going to see if I could blow a bubble with it. I'm going to eat it that a little bit. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.